Welcome to the first podcast between the Department of Design and Technology and the Falkirk Active Travel Hub. There's been a lot of questions and interest lately with some publicity in the local Aloe Advertiser around the funding that was secured from the Smarter Choices, Smarter Places Open Fund and about the project that Lawrence Hill Academy in partnership with the Falkirk Active Travel Hub are about to embark on. So this podcast is to communicate what the project is about. The project is going to be called the Lawrence Hill Academy Active Travel Hub. What we're trying to do is establish an in-school active travel culture via things like step count challenges, building awareness of sustainable travel options for pupils, and also the development of an active travel hub space inside the school. In conjunction with that, we'll develop a bike academy, which will serve to engage young people in a learning and lifestyle context that's currently unavailable, allowing the development of bike-based activities in the school, and this would encourage the participants to undertake greater activities that hopefully support more sustainable travel options, while obviously serving to engage the young people further. This also provides a more accessible, personalised curriculum provision and exposure to future pathways choices. The target audience for this is, initially it was the whole community from S1 to S6, but looking at the project, we're going to focus primarily on the BGE phase from first to third year. And this will be within the community of the school of Clackmannan, Aloa, Sauchie, Tullabuddy, Fishcross and the surrounding rural areas. In terms of the need that we're identifying and trying to resolve, well, initially, it's an improvement in awareness of active travel choices and hopefully an increased uptake in active travel methods. How we'll identify that? Well, we're going to be establishing some baseline data, and we're going to capture that via step count challenge activities and a series of local surveys of pupil travel choices. And that should hopefully show the current travel picture of the school. The overall intention is to improve this picture to that of an increase in active travel choices and hopefully a more positive shift in the knowledge, attitudes and beliefs towards more sustainable travel choices. In terms of what the project will deliver, well, it will be a campaign within the school community to initially raise the awareness of active travel options and benefits to the environment and the young person in terms of their mental, social and emotional and physical well-being. Personal social education inserts are likely to be planned, and an advertising campaign within the school community and promotional materials being developed to ultimately inform the community of what's going on. This will be targeted to specific year groups at different ages and stages. As I said earlier, baseline data can be captured via pupil and parent surveys in the first 3 months of the project, and the step count challenge will hopefully be run within a spring and autumn in line with the national challenge that we're going to do, and the data collected will contribute to determine the overall impact and success of this project. An area of the school will be transformed into an active travel hub via the funding secured from the grant application, whereby our young people can get support and advice regarding active travel choices, as well as learning practical skills around active travel and projects like the bike maintenance programme we plan to develop. We'll also provide alternative curriculum choices for targeted students via training from certified Velotech trained staff. That will be the active travel hub coordinator that we are going to appoint, who will be working 4 days a week at Lawrence Hill and 1 day a week at the Falkirk Active Travel Hub. At the moment, we are currently vetting the applications for the post that's been out, and we hope to interview roughly about Easter and get somebody in post, certainly before the new timetable and the new term starts next year. Considering any barriers to overcome, well, we're thinking about a change in the mindset of the Lawrence Hill community towards the travel choices, and the impact of the current status quo with regards to travel to and from the school community in terms of the environment and the young person's mental, social, emotional and physical well-being. So that change is quite a significant barrier that the project is trying to resolve and overcome and ultimately improve. Looking at baseline levels, initial assessments and surveys will be carried out within the first 3 months of the project. And that's mandatory in line with the grant funding, and they want to keep on top of things and make sure that the grant is actually going to result in something successful. These baseline levels will set out as part of this 3-month report that will be produced. Surveys and pupil assessments will be used to ascertain baseline levels and show staff, pupils and pupils' families their current attitudes and beliefs regarding how they travel. What we then plan to do, will be similar surveys and pupil assessments at the end of the school year to see if the work that we've had carried out has had an actual impact. We really think it will, and we're very excited to have this real positive shift in the community of Lawrence Hill. The main output of the project, well, as I said earlier, the step count challenge is something that will be open to all pupils and staff. We're going to furnish the pupils with the app that will record their level of activity via basically a step count, and for those who don't have access to devices such as smartphones that the apps can be downloaded to, we will provide actual pedometers physically to these pupils, and that way we'll have an inclusive approach. The other output the project will deliver is the actual active travel hub, delivering information, support, encouragement and training in relation to active travel, and also I think providing a focal point for active travel in the school. Thirdly, we're planning on doing an in-school advertising promotional campaign. What that looks like is to be determined, but initial thinking is there'll certainly be posters, social media and event-based promotion. Because we're working with key partners in terms of Falkirk Active Travel Hub, events such as Dr. Bike events throughout the year will definitely be happening. Things like mug of teas and spanner sessions that we can engage parents with will be certainly the events that will happen. The person who's appointed will be responsible for taking forward how we engage with our community. So depending on that individual will depend on what the events and promotional campaigns look like. And we're also going to be training staff as part of supporting the alternative curriculum choice for pupils. As I mentioned earlier, it's important that we can evaluate this. So the baseline levels will be set out in the first 3 months, and evaluation will be measured against these baselines. I know I spoke about it earlier, but it's important that staff, pupil and parent surveys provide the majority of evidence alongside the statistics that are collated during things like the step count challenges throughout the project. The surveys and the pupil assessments will be used again to determine the baseline levels, and then we will do the same at the end of the year with hopefully an improvement in as a result of the work we've done, and therefore we can state that we have had an impact on the knowledge, attitudes and beliefs in the Lawrence Hill community towards sustainable travel choices. Again, if there's any other information that anybody would like, my name's Stuart Steele. I'm more than happy to discuss or share any of the work that's been done. And if this model's successful, we're hoping to roll it out to other schools and upscale it, because it's a very important thing to do. Thank you for listening.